Today the church celebrates the feast of two young men. Perhaps they were brothers. Most people don't know them, have never heard of them, and especially those who follow some of the other rites of the church certainly do not know them. But those who follow the Roman, the Gregorian rite of the church do, every year on this day of July the 30th. They are Saints Abdon and Senan. I've never had a baptism with those names, so most people don't know them. They have never heard of them. But they were young men from Persia. Of course, Persia is always in the news today. It is modern-day Iran. And we can use their intercession and their prayers. But they lived in the 3rd century. They were converted to the Catholic faith and began to speak about them. And the rulers of that area, because it was not any longer the emperor, were Romans, and they looked askance at what they were doing. They were proclaiming a new religion which had no antecedents, according to them, and was false and evil. So they did what was natural to them, and they began to persecute Christians, as they did in the West. Now the West, says Venerable Prosper Granger, the West had a lead on the East because many, many more martyrs were made in the West, from Portugal to Spain, Germany, and so forth, Italy, of course. But in the East, there were not as many martyrs for whatever reason. But these are two of those martyrs. By now, there are many martyrs, but two of them were chosen by God to give him glory. And of course, those who are martyred give glory to God. The blood of the martyrs is a seed of the faith, of the Catholic faith. So the two young men were confronted, and they were told, you need to stop this talk and offer incense to the Roman gods or else. And they said, we are not going to offer incense. That is heresy. That is idolatry. We are not going to stop talking about Jesus Christ. That is our life. And he is our Savior and our God. So they were condemned to death without much ado. And first of all, they were tied up with chains, and they were dragged by horses all around the city. And of course, it must have been horrible, because even today it would have been very painful. Your skin getting all torn up and bloody and whatever, very painful. And then at the end, of course, they had no paved streets. There were rocks, jagged rocks, little and big, and that was by no means anything fun or pleasant. When they still continued, because they did not cease to praise Christ, then they were beheaded. Their tombs were later on taken to the west, and I believe it's in a city in France. And from their relics emanates a holy oil, which, one, it has a perfume to it that is very pleasant, and two, those who are anointed with this oil oftentimes are cured of whatever illnesses they may have had. So today we pray to the young martyrs of Persia, who were killed around the year 254 under the Emperor Decius, who hated the Catholic Church, and they are now giving glory to God in heaven and to us here too on this altar and this holy sacrifice of the Mass, which is offered in their name. They are giving glory to God for us and with us. May they intercede for us and cure us of all our ills. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.